From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. It's primary election day in Utah, but looking very different than past elections because of the coronavirus pandemic. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more on what Utahns can expect.
In order to limit the spread of COVID-19, most voters can only cast their ballots through the mail. San Juan County, however, will have in-person voting due to a 2018 court settlement. But for the rest of the state, voters need to have their mail-in ballots into a county drop box by tonight at 8, or into a mailbox before its last pickup, says State Elections Director Justin Lee.
We really advise people to go into the post office, if it's available, and actually have them stamp it in front of them so they can make sure they get that postmark on there.
The pandemic isn't just impacting how Utahns vote. It's also affecting when results will be released. The first results will be posted at 10 p.m., 2 hours later than normal. Lee says county clerks are letting ballots sit for 24 hours to prevent COVID-19 from potentially being transmitted through them.
Both candidates and voters are going to need to be patient with results. In close races, we really may not know who the winner is for several days or even weeks after the election.
The deadline for certifying the election is July 21st. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Utah's tally of COVID-19 cases is now upwards of 21,600, with an additional 564 positives reported yesterday by health officials. The death toll is 168. One new death was added yesterday. On the Navajo Nation, the health department reported no new deaths and 67 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. University of Utah students' perceptions of overall safety and how the campus handles sexual misconduct have declined since 2018. That's based on results from a newly released sexual assault climate survey. Lori McDonald, vice president of student affairs at the U, says they can use information from the survey to continue to improve safety on campus.
This is very rich information for us to continue striving to talk about these issues, to break down barriers that students might have for reporting issues and getting help that they need.
McDonald says rates of harassment and sexual misconduct on campus have mostly decreased since 2018. A black woman is suing Murray City over a 2018 arrest that she alleges was racially motivated. KUER Sonia Hudson has more on the lawsuit.
Donna Miller says she was initially pulled over for not having insurance for her car, and that when she gave the officer her insurance card, he required her to take several sobriety tests, including a breathalyzer, which the lawsuit says she passed. Miller was then arrested, taken to the police station for more sobriety tests, and eventually charged with a DUI. The charge was later dropped, but Miller says the incident has stayed with her.
I was humiliated. From 2018 to now, I am so afraid. I can't hear sirens. I couldn't go to the protests because I'm afraid of cops.
The lawsuit alleges Officer Jerome Allred did not have probable cause to arrest her. It argues he was motivated by racial bias when he did so, based on a recording lawyers say they obtained where Allred expressed racist stereotypes typically associated with African Americans. Murray City said, however, that the police department cleared Allred and that evidence showed Miller was stopped based on her driving pattern, what she told officers, and her performance in field sobriety tests. Allred did not reply to a request for comment. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Residents on the shore of Utah Lake were allowed to return home yesterday after the Knowles fire quickly grew on Sunday, forcing some 3,100 homes to be emptied out. City officials say the wildfire near Saratoga Springs destroyed one home and damaged 12 others. The blaze had spread to nearly 19 square miles and was 25% contained as of yesterday afternoon. As the country turned its attention toward the pandemic, something else was creeping into the Mountain West: drought conditions. Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports.
Some areas in our region saw less than average precipitation this winter, and other areas got snow, but recent high temperatures have led to that snow melting faster than usual. All of that is leading to drought across the Mountain West. That's according to Adam Hartman. He's a meteorologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Particularly just east of the Rockies, it's been a combination of really three major factors: the above normal temperatures, high wind events, and low humidity levels.
As of last week, drought conditions were seen in much of the region, including most of Nevada and Utah, and portions of Colorado and New Mexico are under extreme drought. Hartman says conditions are likely to persist throughout much of the region this year, especially in traditionally dry areas. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
As of last week, 97% of Utah was under drought conditions, with more than a quarter of the state experiencing severe or extreme drought. I'm Diane Machapinto, KUER News.